Hi there, and welcome to this little video from Hamilton Road Baptist Church. We're so glad that you have tuned in. And really what you're going to hear is some Bible teaching from Luke chapter 15. It's some teaching that Jesus gave while he was on earth, and it reveals who he is and why he came to earth. So whether you're a Christian or not, or just interested, or asking some big questions in life, we'd love you to listen along and just find out a little bit more about Jesus. And if you have any questions, please do feel free to contact us and we'll be glad to help.
I want to ask you a question today. I wonder, do you feel lost? Lost because maybe you've lost your job or you've lost it for a temporary amount of time. Lost because you've had to leave school or college early and you couldn't properly say goodbye to your friends or to your teachers. Lost because society has changed unrecognizably from that which it was just a couple of weeks ago. I wonder, as you ask yourself this question, how are you feeling today? I wonder, is the answer, well, I just feel lost. Well, I want to encourage you today, if you do feel lost, if you're wondering if there is a place or a person where you can find security today and hope today, there is a person that is seeking those people today who feel lost. And his name is Jesus. And I wonder, have you ever heard about him? If you haven't heard about him, I want to invite you to listen to a story from a book called The Gospel of Luke. Luke was a medical doctor, and he went back to investigate all of the many different things that Jesus did while he was here on earth. And he wants to teach us today a story that Jesus told. Jesus realized that many, if not everybody in the crowd who listened to him as he moved around Israel in his day and generation, that they were lost and that they needed to be found. In fact, Jesus tells us a little later in Luke's gospel the reason he came to earth. In Luke chapter 19, verse 10, he said, "For the Son of Man," that means Jesus, "came to seek and to save those who are lost." And I want to invite you to listen with me as I tell you this story. It's a story that Jesus told. You could say it's God's lost and found department. We're going to meet Jesus talking to a large crowd. He's then going to teach this crowd about a crisis. And then out of this crisis, he's going to bring a conclusion. So consider the crowd, firstly, that were gathered around Jesus. It says, "Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him." Do you know what's incredible? Those people that you would have said were the outcasts of society, those people that you might have said, they could never be Christians, they could never be followers of Jesus, they're the people that Jesus loved. And in fact, if you read the Gospel of Luke, you'll see on many different occasions, Jesus was often going to a meal or coming from a meal where he'd been meeting with social outcasts, people who were regarded as sinners. But Jesus loved them. In fact, you could say Jesus was a friend of sinners. And so consider what Luke tells us in Luke chapter 15, verse 1. "Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him." Jesus was like a magnet for people that didn't fit in, for people that couldn't match up to the rules and the regulations and the religious requirements of the Pharisees, the teachers of the law and the scribes. They were the men in those days who thought they had it all together. But the tax collectors, who were social outcasts, and all of the sinners, they loved to come and listen to Jesus. It says here in Luke 15:1, they came to hear him. They came to listen to him. And I wonder, as this pandemic and this crisis has hit your world and it's hit my world, I wonder, is this a time where you will give Jesus a hearing? Where you, for the first time, will listen to him because you feel lost. So the tax collectors were listening to Jesus. The sinners were listening to Jesus. But in verse 2, there was a group that weren't really properly listening to Jesus. It says, and the Pharisees, verse 2, and the scribes grumbled, saying, this man receives sinners and he eats with them. You'll notice they didn't even call him Jesus. They just said, this man. The religious types in those days, the men who thought that they had it all together and that nobody else would be saved apart from them, they just said, this man. They couldn't believe that Jesus would associate with people who were thought to be totally lost, totally without hope, and could never get into the kingdom of heaven. And yet Jesus said, those are the very people that I've come for. And they hated Jesus for that. In this little story, we first met the crowd. It was a mixture of all sorts of different people, but all of them had the problem of sin. So Jesus moves from just teaching the crowd to presenting a very specific form of teaching. He uses a parable. He tells a story where he builds a crisis. What is the crisis? Well, in verses 3-6. So Jesus told them a parable. He said, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lost one of them, does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? Now, in this first century, in Israel, it was a very common occurrence for shepherds and sheep to be wandering up and down the streets as they're going out to find pasture or coming back from being on the pasture lands. It would have been as common as us seeing drivers in cars. And so when Jesus tells this story, everybody in the crowds would have immediately been thinking, yeah, I saw a shepherd and his sheep just last night coming in from the pasture lands. And he says to this crowd, Imagine you had 100 sheep. Imagine you were a wealthy owner of 100 sheep, but you lose one. Would you not go after it? Would you not search for it? Would you not look for it? Jesus says, of course you would, because all your sheep are precious to you. And so he goes on to describe what the shepherd does when he finds his lost sheep. Verse 5, and when he has found it. Not if he has found it, not perhaps he would get close to finding it, but when he finds it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. Can you see that shepherd? Leaving the 99 probably with another shepherd, wandering out into the wilderness, into the mountainsides, looking for tracks, looking for footprints, to see if he could find his lost sheep. Imagine the joy he would have in his heart when he saw that sheep, perhaps at the edge of a cliff or perhaps stuck in some sort of a bush, or maybe they'd fallen onto their back. And sheep, when they get into this sort of isolated position, would have been hopeless and helpless. But what joy there was when the shepherd would have found his sheep. And Jesus is telling this story because he knows that this is the particular place that everybody in the crowd was in. The Bible describes every human born into this world as a wandering sheep. In fact, Isaiah 53 verse 6 says, we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, but the Lord God himself has laid on Jesus the sin of us all. You know what it's like to wander. Maybe you not only feel lost today because of what's happened in society, but because of where you've been over this last week, this last month, this last year, or maybe for 30 years. You're far from God. You're far from the kingdom. This picture that Jesus is painting in this first century, which speaks to us today, is speaking to you that this is maybe the day where you realize that you're lost. But you can be found. And who is it that finds us? Who is it that will find you? His name is Jesus. In another gospel, in John chapter 10, verse 11, he was teaching another crowd that day. And he revealed his identity to them. He said, I am the good shepherd. And I will lay down my life for the sheep. Luke 15 tells us that not only does God, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, go after his sheep, lost people like you, lost people like me, not only does he find us, but he puts us on his shoulders. Because in your place today of lostness, you have no power and no help to get yourself right with God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 6, but while we were still helpless, while we were still powerless, God sent his one and only Son to die on the cross for us. And that God demonstrates his own love for us while we were still yet sinners. Listen to this. Christ died for us. The sheep that was lost in Jesus' story, and maybe you feel like a lost sheep spiritually today, they didn't have to clean themselves up. They didn't have to get themselves ready for the shepherd coming. No, they were lost. It was he that was coming after them. And rather than have to put themselves together and bind up their own wounds and say to the shepherd, how are we going to get our way back? No, Jesus lifts up the lost sheep and he puts them on his shoulders. Because he alone is the only one who can bring us back to God himself. Jesus has the power. Jesus has the strength because of what he's done on the cross. So he speaks to another crowd in John chapter 14, verse 6, and he says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one can come to the Father except they come through me. Jesus is teaching everybody that's lost in the crowds, listening here today, about the crisis in our lostness. But what's the conclusion? Consider how Jesus finishes this amazing story with the conclusion. He says in verse 7, just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over the 99. Over the 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. You say, Johnny, I'm lost today. I've wandered so far from God. In fact, some of you have never even heard of God today. You've never heard of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you say, I want to be found. I want to have hope. I want to have a security, not just in this world, but for the world that is to come that will last forever. And you say, how can I come home today? Well, the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sin, he being Jesus is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of, listen to this, all our sin. He will cleanse us of all our sin. If you acknowledge to God today that you're lost and that his son Jesus, through what he's done for you on the cross, is the only way home. Ask for forgiveness today. Repent of your sin. Come to Jesus. Some of you who have read Psalm 23 before, maybe some of you have never heard of it before. If you become a Christian today, if you acknowledge that you're lost and through Jesus you can be found, tonight you can be able to pray the words of Psalm 23, verse 1, where it says, the Lord is, and instead of you saying, ah, shepherd, you could say for the very first time tonight, the Lord is my shepherd. One particular person who found the fact that he was lost and through Jesus Christ he was found was a man called John Newton. And he penned these beautiful poetic words in a song that many of us know, maybe you've never heard of it before, but he had led a horrendously sinful life before he became a Christian. And he said this, and I'll leave these words with you. He said, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. I'm going to pass back to Keith, who's one of our other pastors at the church, and He's going to pray for us now, particularly for many of us this afternoon or this evening or this morning, whenever you're listening to it, who don't know Jesus, that maybe for the first time today, that you'll be found by the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to pray for us now.
Let's pray. Father, we acknowledge that we can wander far from you. We can become lost and feel lost, and that we have rebelled and sinned against you. But Father, we thank you that you sent Jesus into this world to live and to die and to rise again, so that we could be found, so that we could know the reality of our sins forgiven and relationship with you restored. Father, possibly today for the first time we acknowledge our sin. We believe that Jesus is the Christ and we confess him as our Lord. And from this day on, we can say with the psalmist that Jesus is our shepherd and we will not be in want. And that Jesus can be our shepherd for life, for death, and for all eternity. Father, for all who may have prayed that prayer, would you help them to live for you, to grow in the faith, and to tell others about you. In this name we pray. Amen. Well, if you have prayed for the first time today, or if you have become a Christian, or if you have any questions about what's been said, please do contact us. We'd love to hear from you and seek to help you in any way that we can. Have a good day.